This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The first Afghan city fell to the Taliban Friday when the militants overran Zaranj, the provincial capital of Nimruz in southwestern Afghanistan. The UN Security Council took up the matter on Friday. Ghulam Izakzai is the Afghan ambassador to the United Nations.
The Taliban have launched brutal military offensives, already causing massive death, destruction, displacement, and instability in Afghanistan and beyond.
At the White House, spokesperson Jen Psaki said the path of violence will not bring the Taliban the legitimacy it is seeking.
If the Taliban claim to want international legitimacy, these actions are not going to get them the legitimacy they seek.
The council's meeting came hours after the Taliban ambushed and killed the director of Afghanistan's government media center in Kabul, the latest killing of a government official just days after an assassination attempt on the country's acting defense minister. The United States said Friday it would refuse visas to more than four dozen additional Nicaraguans linked to President Daniel Ortega in response to an increasingly harsh crackdown on the opposition ahead of elections. The U.S. State Department said it would refuse entry to 50 family members of Ortega-linked officials, expanding a July 12th announcement of visa restrictions on more than 100 people, including legislators and judges. The announcement came after Nicaraguan authorities detained a 27-year-old former beauty queen who announced a run as an opposition candidate against Nicaragua's vice president, who is Ortega's wife. Authorities have already arrested seven presidential hopefuls as Ortega prepares in November to seek his fourth consecutive term since returning to power in 2007. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Hundreds of volunteers are helping emergency crews tackle wildfires in Turkey, while thousands more flee fires in Greece. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Thousands of people in Greece have fled to safety from a wildfire north of Athens, while on the nearby island of Evia, the Greek Coast Guard mounted a massive operation with patrol boats and private vessels to evacuate hundreds of residents and vacationers by sea as dozens of fires burned across the country. A well-known Turkish actor drove 450 miles to the coast to lend a helping hand in combating the blazes, while friends joined the effort. In coastal Mula province, fires continued to burn in three areas, strong winds driving one of the fires toward the compound of a coal-fired nuclear plant. Several excavators there worked quickly to clear strips of land to form fire breaks in a bid to stop flames from reaching the plant. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Employers added jobs at a blistering pace last month as the economy continues its pandemic recovery. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Employers surprised economists by adding 943,000 jobs in July. The hospitality industry surged, with hotels and restaurants adding 327,000 as more Americans ventured out to travel and eat. The unemployment rate fell to 5.4%.
What is indisputable now is this. The Biden plan is working.
Still, President Biden notes it's not time to celebrate, with the Delta variant also surging. The Labor Department collected last month's data before rising COVID-19 cases complicated the economic outlook. Analysts predict more job growth, but likely less than the past few months. Sagar Magani, Washington.
American sprinter Allyson Felix finished third in the 400 meters to win her 10th career medal and become the most decorated woman in the history of Olympic track. AP's John Leatherby has more from Tokyo.
Allyson Felix became the first woman to claim 10 medals in Olympic track history by taking the bronze Friday in the women's 400-meter final.
I'm very grateful for just everyone who's come before me. Just so much respect and admiration. I know I wouldn't be here, you know, without those who paved the way.
Felix, in her final Olympics, matched Carl Lewis's record for most medals in U.S. track and field history. Gabe Steveson divided the odds and time on the clock. The American took his opponent from the country of Georgia to the mat twice in the final 20 seconds to win gold in the men's wrestling 125-kilogram category. I'm John Leatherby.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. VOA News.